Welcome to Pharma Talk Radio Podcasts. This podcast is focused on how Moderna built a digital organization to transform how clinical research gets done. It is from the 2022 DPharm Conference. For more information about the DPharm Conference, our editorial podcasts and webinars, please visit dpharmconference.com. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
And now I'd like to welcome our next speaker to the stage. We have Jean Remy from Moderna, which of course has been in the spotlight for its COVID-19 things, but they're actually doing a lot of other innovation, which is pretty cool, and we're going to get to hear about that. You can go ahead and head up here. The clicker's right there on the podium for you, sir. We're going to hear a little bit about the other types of clinical innovation that they have been working on over there that probably set them up for some success, I would say. And so I'll let you take it away.
All right. Well, good morning, Boston. All right. How's everyone? I was thinking like 7:45 for our registration is really early, especially Monday traffic in Boston, but we did it. So I'm so happy to be here and share our experience, my experience working at Moderna. A little bit of my story. I joined Moderna the day we announced the phase one clinical trial results for what is now known as Spikevax, our 1273 COVID vaccine. And it was, I got here, it was like, well, where do we go from there, right? We hadn't done a phase two, we hadn't done a phase three. So we were like, it was a daunting task to figure out, okay, how do we get this done? How do we make this work? But also, you know, I was looking beyond this. It's like, well, once we get approval, what happens? So really my first day at work was, do I stay here or do I run? I stayed and we figured out, and really what got me was we really thought differently on how to approach scale, speed, and quality when it came to developing our medicine. And what I want to share today is our experience, what we've done, but also what we're doing and how we're approaching things. And I always say to my colleagues, I have the best job in the world. I happen to live at the intersection of research and commercial, connecting everything, and I have a lot of chance to be able to experiment and work with incredible colleagues and make a real difference in the world. So hopefully I can share some of that with you today. Hopefully we'll have questions at the end too. So first thing, you guys all know this, but mRNA is actually a piece of code. It's an information molecule. So you go from a binary system to a quaternary system. You can encode a bunch of protein, or your body will do this for you, and that results in a massive amount of possible applications. So you know us for COVID vaccine, but this is a view of the Moderna portfolio. So everywhere where protein can be synthesized, secreted, and used by your body, we can be there. So you'll see on the vaccine side, we're currently running 46 clinical development programs. 31 of those are vaccines, and we recently announced that we're pushing. Also, we're getting some really interesting results in rare disease, and we're progressing our oncology portfolio. So when you look at this, say, okay, how are we going to run this? How are we going to make this work? What options do we have to provide the technology, the transformation, and the agility for our organization to be able to deliver all of this? Because this has tremendous power. This is tremendous promise to patients that we can come in and help a lot of people in the world. We've done this with the COVID vaccine, but there's a lot more coming up. So this is old because we're moving really fast. I actually realized that flu right now is in phase three, fully enrolled, so our seasonal flu vaccine. So we went from one phase three to zero. We're running about three or four right now, and those are not small trials. And you see the work that we're doing across our portfolio, respiratory vaccines, latent vaccines like EBV, also working on some public health initiatives in Zika, and then our therapeutics, rare disease, oncology. So it's been quite a ride to get there, and we still have a lot to do. So how do you build, and we consider ourselves a digital biotech, right? We work founded 10 years ago, where cloud, mobile, IoT, AI, we're starting to get together. So we use that opportunity to actually build a digital biotech. And that's at the core. This is what is driving us. And why does this work? Well, the way it works, and you've seen it, since mRNA is an information molecule, we can have a platform approach, right? The way we code mRNA is always the same thing. And it will reduce, the process is the same. So we do have tremendous platforms. So we need to think differently. We need to think platform. We need to privilege the platform. We need to drive through the platform, which gives us a lot of opportunity to get after a lot of therapeutic disease. So we should be able to run a lot of clinical trials, a lot of programs at the same time. So how do you do that? So really, there was an impetus there to build something that would provide us scale, that would provide us speed, that will give us uncompromising quality, but also, you know, do it at a cost that will allow us to grow and maintain our growth. So our building block started really by being a cloud-native company, and we are relentless about getting our data and going after our data, so we don't leave any piece of data outside of our control, our environment. Integration played a key role, where we connect all the pieces that we have together. There's no system or thing that stands alone. We've been early adopters of IoT, so we've used our manufacturing is actually built around IoT. We've moved this to the lab already, and we're thinking about moving this into clinical trials and into how we interact with sites. Automation and robotics have been a big part of this for us to be able to accelerate manufacturing, but also automate all the tests that we do, which gives us a lot of data. And with all that data, we can make greater decisions, but also drive our use of AI. One anecdote on our use of AI, when we started our, when we did our safety and when we started collecting adverse events once we got the EUA, we decided to go straight to AI for AE case processing. So we've installed, we're running AI in production, validated to be able to manage all our cases, our adverse events. So we've done this at scale now for about 9 months. We've been in production over 9 months, and we've seen tremendous benefits, reducing our processing cost and time by at least a factor of 10. So there's been an amazing journey to be able to use AI. And we have AI use cases in places you don't expect them. We're doing AI with our regulatory team and to be able to understand information they receive and help them respond to health authorities. So when we combine all those building blocks, we end up within a digital biotech. This is what we've been using to accelerate the speed and pace. So, you know, why would you do this? You get quality. We've seen it with using AI to actually raise the quality of some of the things we're doing. Machines do things better than human when it's repeatable, and you get a boost in quality, and that's really a big driver for us to be able to that. Speed. So since we're digital by nature, we don't have paper, or we have some paper. We don't have a lot of paper. Data flows. People can make decisions really quickly. We can also be very agile in the way we work, so we can drive changes very quickly. We have a mindset at Moderna, which is we pivot fearlessly in the face of new data, and digital allows us to do this. We can learn from the data, and we can pivot and take another direction when we have to, which is quite often. Digital allows us to scale. We're growing the company, but we using technology where it makes sense to be able to support that scale and grow at a reasonable speed, which allows us to actually have a lot of programs running in parallel. And since we have sustainable and repeatable process, we can really scale those rapidly when asked. And finally, if you combine all of this, you get a lot of efficiency. You reduce waste in the way we work, which is results in improved financial performance of your all the building blocks are working together. And when I work with my teams, I really focus on quality, speed, and scale. The cost effectiveness will happen if you do this right. So our ecosystem for digital at Moderna is really based around people, and really start with the culture, right? We have a mindset that's called we digitize everywhere possible, which is pretty much everywhere. So we encourage people to think digital first. We have maybe a first in pharma, we have an AI academy where we get people to go for training for a few days to understand not the intricacies of AI, but where AI could apply, how to understand a use case for AI, and we collect those and we use them to build additional AI capabilities. And then when we look at our technology, we're really looking at making ourselves future-proof, right? We're looking at opportunities where we can use technology that's flexible, that's scalable, so cloud helps a lot with that. We use a lot of Amazon services for this. And then we look at innovation wherever we can to be able to drive the future. So it's really a combination of those things that allows us to build that digital ecosystem. And what, you know, in a perfect world, what it looked like is the more data we have, the better we get. And if you integrate all those processes from research all the way to the bedside to manufacturing and back, you get a lot of insights, a lot of opportunity to be able to drive your development and to be able to get medicine to market as fast as possible. We got the COVID vaccine out in about 11 months. The boosters went out recently. So those compressing timelines, and we can do this and repeat this because we have the digital infrastructure to do this. So that's been really the build-up for us where we have the true belief that integrating everything will give you the best possible outcome, and this is why we really focusing our work around digital to be able to drive this. So that's the context. That's the strategy. That's what we do. Let me bring this back to what we do and how we work with our clinical trial team and how we're trying to bring those mindsets into a world that needs to be disruptive, should be disruptive, but we need to do this carefully. I was really, Denise's presentation previously, when she talks about diversity and how we can encourage that into clinical trials. At the end of my talk, you'll see one slide when I show where we use data science and AI for good to drive diversity in clinical trials and the results it could have. So this is real, this is happening, and you can do this. So I'm sure everyone's seen this slide a million times, right? So when we look at this with my team, it's a friggin' mess. That's how we called it, right? There's a lots of stuff, lots of things that are addressing little bits of processes or like amazing things that are happening, but nothing really talks to each other. Nothing is really integrated. And when you think about, how you experience that, I mean, from the inside a pharma company, but, you know, as a patient or as a site, this is really tough, right? So we thought, okay, we love all those things. They're great. But there must be a better way, right? So we called IBM. They came up with a universal business adapter. It's a joke. You guys remember that commercial from the Super Bowl maybe 10 years ago? So that was universal adapter, but that didn't work. So what we really think about is how do people interact with technology today? How do people get things in their lives, and how pervasive is that, and how digital can help? And we came up with Netflix. Not that we binge a lot of the shows, but we thought, okay, look at this. This is one of the most complicated things to do. Netflix is delivering content on your phone, everywhere you are, at scale, at speed, knows you, nudges you where you want to go, or tells you about new shows you didn't know about. So we thought that, you know, if we could think of something, if we could build something that allows people that interact with Moderna, either as patients, either as sites, or our own employees, and find a place when they can work, where the technology meets them, where they are guiding through the choices, and where they can interact, where they don't know our pharma company work, that they don't need to know that you have a startup team and a conduct team. They just need to interact with you. So how do we go about designing this experience, if you like, where we could drive change and really make an impact? Because, you know, the way we've been doing this traditionally would not get us there given the portfolio that we have. So we need to think radically different. So we shifted our way of thinking, and I'm sharing with you some of the guiding principles we've been having with the teams and really driving this. So we took our bet is we're looking from the outside in. Right, we're looking from outside of pharma, outside of Moderna, into the companies. So this is, you know, taking a view where we look at people's experience, how they see us, because what we notice is that we're reflecting the way we're working on other people who didn't know how we work. So we're trying to really have that outside view is we really focus on experience. We place all human at the center of the experience, not the system, but the people. And that, you know, that gives us to evaluate experiences through different lenses. And we have three lenses that we're using. We have the patient lens. What is their experience? How do they work? How do they interact with us? Well, participants, what do they need? What do they want? How can we help them be part of research? We have the site lens. So how do we partner and work with sites? They do tremendous work. They do incredible work, but how can we help them? So really looking at it. And then we took the inside view on how do we help our clinical teams to do a better job. So we have those three lenses of experiences that we use, and we use this to think about empowerment, right? How do we empower people to do their work? We're not talking about capabilities. We're not talking about system. We're talking about what do you want to do today? And we find a way from a digital perspective on how to do this. So it's really about empowering people, thank you, to do this. Remember that digital meets physical. We look at about literacy, about the accessibility to devices, digital divide. So you really need to think about this. But we're also making work to think about in clinical trials where physical meets digital, right? Where you send a kit to a site, right? If there's a digital way for them to interact with that physical media, so our samples are collected properly and they're being shipped, managed, and get back to us so we can have access to the data faster. So really, really think it through as one. We use data everywhere possible to drive experience and insights. We use AI, we use data science. We really get access to the data. We're trying to make it as user-centric as possible. Minimum clicks, but the data surrounds you, the data is there, and you know that if you use digital, you get more data. The more data you get, the better the experience and the better work. And we focus on quality, scale, and speed. We are relentless of pushing our portfolio forward because it matters to people. It matters. You know, we could help so many people, so we had to do it quick. So we digitize everywhere possible. I won't cover everything here because I want to cover the diversity slide. But this, as digital leaders, there's a few things that I've noticed and working with my team that could help. One is really about changing the conversation, right? Do not talk about, never talk about long project, 18 months. We really embedded agile. You don't have to use the whole thing, but we privilege conversation over agreements. We privilege human interactions over anything else and really deliver value early and often to your stakeholders and changing that conversation. I am so happy where the business partners I'm working with are starting to talk about sprint delivery for their own processes, not just the digital stuff. So we really changed the conversation to be able to provide value. Hey, what can I do for you in 2 weeks? Right, crazy, right? But you can do something in 2 weeks, get it out, and see how people work. Think products, not projects, right? Things come and go, but think about organizing your view as product so you can evolve them as you know and as you understand it. And product, you know, adapt. They disappear too, so you have to make those hard decisions sometime. Get your folks, you know, get people you're working with fired up, give them really good, it's easy at Moderna because we have such a great portfolio, lots of success, so it's easy, but just get people, and then be a learner, be a constant learner. Listen, observe, and adapt, right? As you interact with patients, as you interact with sites, as you interact with your colleague, and I also think as digital folks, we have, if you want, you have a unique perspective. You can really connect the dots and really bring that in. It's not just about what you can deliver, but also the insights you can provide because you see different things and you can provide a different insight into the conversation. And be obsessed with value and impact. This is something we hear from our CEO all the time. Just make sure that anything you do it has an impact and it has good value, right? So I'll got a minute and 43 seconds to go through using digital for good. This is something that's really near and dear to me and the team. And the lesson was, look at that right-hand side graph where you have clinical trials participation 2015 to 29, white participants versus person of colors, right? 94% of participants were whites. 6% of were person of color. If you look at the U.S. population per the U.S. Census, about 60-40, you look at the COVE, Moderna phase 3 trial for COVID, we're pretty much there. How did we do this? Because when we first started, we were doing like what everyone was doing, but suddenly we realized, hey, we have to do better. And we use data science, we use AI to be able to do this. So we were mapping census data to our recruitment data, to some data we were getting from the government to figure out, okay, where's COVID gonna hit? Which sites do we need to enroll? What enablement can we do for sites? So sites would get weekly reports on this is where you stand versus where you should be. But by the way, this is your underlying population. What can you do to help us really engage folks? So this is, for me, a great example from the team working, our digital team, our clinical team, and our diversity team working together to bring this all together. So use digital for good. Amazon and others will come in to disrupt us, but keep patient in the forefront and use data for good. Thank you.
For more information about the DPharm Conference, our editorial, podcasts, and webinars, please visit dpharmconference.com, and that's dpharmconference.com. Thank you, and we hope you enjoyed the podcast.